الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about how the kuffar, how the munafiqun, the hypocrites, how they would take the kuffar as bosom friends. Instead of taking the believers as their bosom friends, they would make the kuffar their bosom friends. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question: is it such that because of some izzah and fame that was given to the kuffar, these munafiqin desired that? That is why they are sitting in their company. So in today's lesson, continuing with that discussion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon you in the kitab that when you hear the ayat of Allah, when you hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yukfaru biha, when you heard the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being disbelieved, wa yustahza'u biha, and being mocked at, being ridiculed, fala taq'udu ma'ahum, then don't sit with such people. In other words, Allah is telling the munafiqeen, then why are you sitting in the company of these kuffar? Why are you taking them as awliya? You know, when the ayat of Allah are being recited, then this is how they respond before the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disbelieve in the ayat, they mock at the ayat. So Allah is telling the munafiqeen that don't sit with them, hatta yakhudu fi hadithin ghayri, until they delve into some new conversation, into some other conversation. In other words, the moment they speak about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way where they mock at it, then don't sit with them until they change the discussion. If you sit with them, if you sit in their company, whilst this is happening now, the ayat of Allah are being disbelieved and it's being mocked at, then Allah says, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ, you indeed in that case will be like them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the munafiqeen and the kuffar. Allah will gather them, all of them, in the fire of Jahannam. From here we understand that in the dunya, when a person is sitting with somebody like a kafir, a munafiq is sitting in the company now of a kafir, and these things are happening, that he's mocking at Islam, or he's mocking at the faith, he's mocking at the Quran, etc., then because in the dunya you associated yourself with them, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you with them. Inna Allah jami'u al-munafiqeen wal-kafirin. Al-munafiqeen, and immediately after Allah says al-kafirin, all of them will be in Jahannam. That means they are on the same boat on that day of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you what the munafiqeen would do. Al-ladhina yatarabbasuna bikum. Their condition is like this. So they say that amanna, we brought iman, but they are not genuine mu'mineen. It's just iman on the tongue, but there's no iman in the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the condition, that all the time they are waiting for some misfortune to befall you. They are waiting for some misfortune to befall you. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فَتْحٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. But if supposedly if there's some victory that comes to you from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then قَالُوا, they say to the mu'mineen, were we not with you? In other words, we also said the kalima la ilaha illallah. We also came and we showed that we were Muslims, etc. at different times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the sahaba and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these people be wary and be careful. They are not genuine believers. So they would pretend that they were Muslims, but they were not Muslims. وَإِنْ كَانَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نَصِيبٌ قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَسْتَحْوِذَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَنَمْنَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But supposedly if there is some share of success for the kuffar in some war, if the kuffar have to win over the believers, قالوا, then they tell the kuffar that, well, did we not help you to win over the mu'mineen? And did we not protect you against the mu'mineen? In other words, we came and we also defended you at certain times of war, etc. فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the double standards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now decide between you all on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Allah will admit the mu'mineen into Jannah. This will be the decision of Allah. And the munafiqeen and kafirin, Allah will admit both groups, both parties in the fire of Jahannam. وَلَيْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا Allah says, Allah will never make it such that the kafir will ever have the ghalaba, that the kafir will, Allah will never make him triumph over the mu'mineen. So there will never be a way for the kuffar to triumph and win over the mu'mineen. Whatever happens in this dunya, if a mu'min has to lose in the dunya in terms of jihad, etc., if a person has to lose his life, etc., then that shouldn't be considered as a loss. That shouldn't be considered as a loss because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him success, which is an everlasting success, that is the success of martyrdom, shahada, which he will experience in the akhirah. And there is then the ranks and darajat of the shuhada. This is well documented in the books of hadith, that they will be in high, lofty ranks in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us then.